This magnificent passage from Luke chapter 5, the calling of Simon Peter, it's worthy of great reflection and meditation. So I definitely encourage you, invite you to spend some time this day and many days with just these first 11 verses of Luke chapter 5. Okay, what is the Lord saying to you through this passage? How the Lord worked in the life of Peter and in the early church. How's he working in your life today? Getting into one of the boats, but the one belonging to Simon, he didn't ask permission. He didn't say, "Is it okay if I come in?" He got into his boat and began to do his work. Has the Lord ever butted into your life, bombarded into your life when you weren't expecting it? Because what was going on in his life right then? He just had a very discouraging night, an unsuccessful night of fishing all night and catching nothing. He probably wasn't in the mood to be interrupted and to be put upon. But the Lord did it anyway. When life's not going the way that you had planned, are you still open to the Lord coming into your boat? And then the invitation to put out into the deep, to leave the secure area of comfort and familiarity, to go out into the deep. And in this particular situation, these professional fishermen knew that daytime fishing, morning time fishing, wasn't the time to catch, and not in the deep waters either, in the shallow waters by the shore. That's where the fish were. When the Lord invites you to do something that goes against your natural inclinations, do you resist? Do you fight? Do you tell God that you know better? Or like Peter, "At your word, I will do it." A simple obedience. "At your will, Lord, I will do it." And then what happens in your life when you have an amazing success? Simon and Peter and the others were working with Jesus and had this amazing catch, almost sinking both of their boats. Do you take material and natural success as a sign of God's blessing, that you're doing the right thing, to keep doing more and more of that same thing? Or do you hear the invitation to surrender and to follow? They were fishermen. They made their life. This is how they paid their bills and bought their food. Who wouldn't be caught up in this great material success that Simon was willing to leave it all behind because the Lord was calling? Oftentimes in the lives of young people, they measure God's will for their life based upon the material success that they have in athletics and in academics and whatever else, as a sign that this is what God wants me to do. Maybe, but maybe like Simon, maybe not. This beautiful passage shows the power of that disposition of obedience and humility, of docility, of being open to God wherever he comes and however he comes, and being willing to follow no matter where he calls. We could spend a whole nother day going through this simple prayer of St. Paul from the first reading. Because the prayer of Paul for the church in Colossae was to get them to that position where they were able to follow like Peter. Where yesterday's passage, Paul was sharing his prayer of thanksgiving to God for the great work of going on in the life of the Colossians. And now he's praying, he's showing what his prayer is for them. That they be filled with the knowledge of God's will, that all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so they can walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. Not just knowing about him but that wisdom and understanding of knowing how to put it into practice, to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord. That's the goal for each one of us, that we become fully pleasing and bearing good fruit and growing in the knowledge of God, strengthened in every power, full of endurance and patience. So when we pray for other people, this is a good model for us. When the people in your life need encouragement and you don't know how to pray, go to this first section of Colossians and just imitate the words of St. Paul, that the people in our lives and maybe our own selves need to hear these words, these prayers again and again, so that when we have those discouraging nights of not catching any fish, when life doesn't go our way and we're filled with disappointments and disillusionment, we can still be open to God coming into our boat, God forcing himself into our lives and then telling us to go somewhere that we don't want to go. Maybe feeling unworthy, we're telling the Lord, depart, I'm not worthy to be in your presence. But all the while hearing the voice of God calling out to us, calling out to you, follow me. This is a simple invitation of the Lord today and every day. So ask the Lord for that grace to hear his voice today. Ask him for the grace to hear, where is he calling you? And with obedience and humility and joy, like Peter, leave everything to follow him.